This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The last day, last full day, when Donald Trump will be president of the United States. We're waiting for the news on his pardons. We're waiting for more details about how he will be observing Inauguration Day. He won't be coming to the inauguration. He won't be going with the other former presidents and the new president, Joe Biden. He's going to be joined by Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and by Barack Obama to lay a wreath on Arlington. It's too bad President Trump can't be there. There is a great deal, I think, of worry, sadness, and actual fear on the part of many conservatives about what Trump's departure from Washington is going to mean. I would be fascinated to know if you're one of those people who is very fearful of the Biden administration. There's lots to be concerned about. I mean, I think that Joe Biden's new announcement about the Keystone Pipeline is stupid. It's misguided. It's the wrong policy. I wish he would allow that pipeline to proceed. It's in the national interest. It's in the interest of American business. And no, it is not going to make a huge difference on itself in terms of climate change. Okay, what are you most afraid of? In other words, Joe Biden has an ambitious agenda that he's already talking about unleashing. What is going to frighten you most about the new regime that's coming in with a divided Senate in Washington, D.C.? 1-800-955-1776. Mitch McConnell, who I continue to admire, and I really do. And by the way, I talk to people, how do you like Mitch McConnell? He's like an old turtle. Yeah, but he's a crafty turtle. And he just got a huge concession, which is very, very important for the future of the Republic, that he won from Chuck Schumer. They're negotiating because the Senate's going to be split 50-50, but it's going to be technically a Democratic-dominated Senate because in the case of a tie, the tie vote is broken by Kamala Harris, who just resigned today as a senator from California. And replaced by Alex Padilla, who seems like he could be not such a crazy far-out leftist guy. Certainly, I think, more moderate than Kamala Harris. But in any event, right now, Mitch McConnell has actually succeeded in getting Chuck Schumer to agree that they're going to divide the Senate committees evenly and have some chairman from chair people from both parties. And that's a good thing. In other words, it won't be stacked. The Judiciary Committee, usually the majority party has two more seats in the Judiciary Committee. This time it'll be packed. It'll be even. It will be divided, I think it's 12 to 12. Now, all of that is good news and moving in the right direction, but that doesn't stop Axios this time. It's about the fifth article like this I've seen in a major publication. It says the GOP is through, it's dead, it's buried. Is that true? And then there are those who are challenging the notion that we are the greatest nation on God's green earth or exceptional at all. I'll talk about a column like that with which I disagree very strongly that just appeared in the Washington Post. But first off, there was actually a good piece of reporting, and it was a good piece of reporting because it was sympathetic, it seemed to me. And under the headline, front page of the New York Times, it says, "Rage smolders as Trump base denies reality." And actually, the headline isn't sympathetic at all. But the piece is. It's by Sabrina Tavernise, who I don't know, but she does a good job here. She says, "Interviews in recent days show that the anger among President Trump supporters has only deepened. suggesting that even after Mr. Trump leaves the White House, an embrace of conspiracy theories and rage about the 2020 election will live on, not just among extremist groups, but among many ordinary Americans. I can't just sit back and say, okay, I'll just go back to watching football, said Daniel Shearer, 43, a fuel truck driver in Grand Junction, Colorado, who went to the rally in Washington this month, but said he didn't go inside the Capitol and had nothing to do with those who did. He said he didn't condone those who were violent, but he believed that the news media had totally skewed the event, obscuring what he saw as the real story of the day, the people's protest against election fraud. If we tolerate a fraudulent election, I believe we cease to have a republic, he said. We turn into a totalitarian state. Asked what would happen after Mr. Biden took office, Mr. Shearer said, that's where every person has to soul search. Which is why I'm asking you the question. What frightens you most? 1-800-955-1776. He continued. This is this guy whose name is Daniel Shearer, who's a fuel truck driver. He says, this just isn't like a candidate that I didn't want, but he won fair and square. There's something different happening here. I believe it needs to be resisted and fought against. Mr. Shearer said he was not advocating violence and that he was not part of any group that was, but he echoed the views of many who supported the recent events in Washington, a fervent belief that something bad was about to happen, and an instinct to fight against it. Polls indicate that only a small fraction of Americans approved of the riot in Washington. A Washington Post ABC News poll showed that 8% of adults and 15% of Republican adults supported the actions of people who stormed the U.S. Capitol. Okay, if that's 8% of all adults, you're talking about like 25 million people. Really, that's a lot of folks. The actions of people, that's far from most voters, but enough to show that the belief in a stolen election has entered the American bloodstream and will not be easy to stop. And she also spoke to a lady named Kessner, who lives in a trailer park in Louisiana. She and her husband watch Newsmax TV and watch it regularly. When asked about the violence at the riot, Ms. Kessner repeated the common conspiracy theory that Antifa had infiltrated the crowd. She is finding herself increasingly confused in a sea of information, much of it false. She had heard on a video that she was sent on Facebook that in the Biden administration, children will be taken away from their parents. I am in a total state of, I don't know what is happening, Ms. Kessner said. I simply cannot fathom what my country is becoming, she said, saying that she had been sitting in her trailer home in tears, crying every day. Look, you can say, oh, they're deluded and they're misled, and I think that's true, but it is a factor if there are so many Americans who are so terribly frightened right now. And have we ever had an inauguration quite like this? Look, I don't think there's going to be, God forbid, I don't think there's going to be serious violence or any attempts at violence in the inauguration. Though they have revealed, they had their first conspiracy charges against some of the demonstrators who were there in Washington, D.C. last time on the 6th of January. What about people who are going to be there on the 20th of January? That's tomorrow, Inauguration Day. Jason Rance is on location. We'll be talking to him a little bit later, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVed Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And in Washington, we're starting out with a new administration, different administration, obviously more Democratic. The United States Senate is going to be evenly divided, 50-50. It's more Democratic. The United States House of Representatives is more Republican. It's more conservative because Republicans gained more than 10 seats in the House elections. So it's not so simple what direction the country is going in, and yet it is very, very clear that many conservatives, most conservatives, have great fears about the weeks and months and years ahead. You can tell me about the nature of your fears in particular, 1-800-955-1776. I'll go to your calls in just a moment. Just one thing, I thought this was fascinating. Liliana Mason is a political psychologist at the University of Maryland, which has an excellent psych department, by the way. And she says, polarization is not the problem anymore. Now it's the threat of violence. And what she's talking about is studies that she has done that apparently are fairly peer-reviewed academic studies that find that the share of Americans who say it's, quote, at least a little bit justified to engage in violence for political reasons, the percentage of people who say that has doubled in 3 years, rising to a full 20% after the election, from 10% back in 2017. The trend was the same for both Democrats and Republicans. Professor Mason said she worried that more violence and attacks on elected leaders and state capitals could be coming, saying the country could be in for a period like the Troubles. That's the term that applied to the conflict in Northern Ireland, in which sectarian violence kept the region unstable for 30 years. 30 years. Is that what we're going into? Let me go to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, it could be worse, Michael. But real quick, I'd really like to see Geraldo Rivera and that new Congressman Green do an Al Capone's vault and go down in the Capitol and try and show the Q people exactly where those rooms are, where they're sacrificing babies and having rituals and everything. But
it's probably a very good idea for a TV production, but go ahead.
Must see TV, Michael, just like Al Capone's vault. Remember that?
I do. And they found, what you say in Yiddish, Gornish. There was nothing there, but go ahead.
Nothing. Anyway, my biggest fear is these people that invaded our capital, these terrorists, they will get found out, they will get prosecuted, they will get fired, they'll get kicked out of the military, they'll lose their jobs, and they will become ostracized from society. And my biggest fear is that these right-wing people, mostly racist types, are looking for somebody to blame. They're not going to take accountability for their actions and what they've done. They want to find somebody to blame for their lot in life and what happened. And we could be looking at 1920s Germany all over again.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. Do you know how many people the FBI is really looking for, and the people who were involved in the conspiracy and people who are involved with violence? They are saying that it's hundreds of people. Now, there are like 40,000 people there. Do you think it's possible, because I know it to be true, that some of the people who didn't, not the ones who stormed the building, but some of the people who came out to participate in a march and to hear the president speak, were just good, wholesome, patriotic citizens and neighbors? Now, they were all in the grip of a delusion, which is that the election was based on fraud. That wasn't true, but that's a lie they had been told over and over and over again by the president and by other people in media. So I don't buy the idea, Jeff, that what we're talking about is thousands and thousands of people who are going to lose their jobs and lose their livelihoods because they participated in raiding the Capitol. It was a minority of the people who were there in Washington who were part of that violent activity. Appreciate your call. Mitch McConnell actually talked a little bit about this on the floor of the Senate today, and boy, for people who were counting on him to lead the fight against the conviction of Donald J. Trump when that impeachment vote comes up, whenever it does, we're not sure yet when they will exactly go into session and vote. But listen to what Mitch had to say this morning on the Senate floor, clip 7A.
The last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. and they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. We'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol, the space that President Bush 41 called democracy's front porch.
Okay, it certainly sounds like he is accepting what seems to me to be very obvious, which is that the president bears accountability for what happened. He's not the only reason it happened, but he's the main reason it happened. It says Liz Cheney said in justifying her own vote for impeachment, she said very clearly, none of this would have happened without the president of the United States, who told the lies, who summoned the people to Washington for a mass demonstration, and then did nothing to condemn or discourage them while the violence was going on. And he knew about it. He apparently was watching it on TV. Mitch McConnell went on to say this, and it's also encouraging. 7B.
There are serious challenges that our nation needs to continue confronting. But there will also be great and hopeful opportunities for us to seize. Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone. So our marching orders from the American people are clear. We're to have a robust discussion and seek common ground. We are to pursue bipartisan agreement everywhere we can and check and balance one another respectfully where we must. And through all of this, we must always keep in mind that we're all Americans. We all love this country, and we're all in this together.
That's Mitch McConnell, the Senate. Well, he's going to be officially be minority leader, though he is a leader of 50 votes in the Senate. Kind of ironic that you end up minority leader in that regard. When we come back, Jason Rance, my colleague in talk radio here on KTTH in Seattle on AM 770, is in Washington, D.C. now for the great event. He will bring us the latest about the plans and the current mood of the nation's capital. Coming up.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting President Trump for what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. Confirmation hearings for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet also taking place on Capitol Hill. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen is urging lawmakers to go big on another coronavirus stimulus package.
With interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs.
Yellen also telling the Senate Finance Committee the United States could afford a higher corporate tax rate and that she would eliminate some of President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome my colleague and friend from Talk Radio, the afternoon host, very popular afternoon host, right here on AM 770 KTTH. He has made the trip to Washington to be an eyewitness to history tomorrow, when by this time tomorrow we will have a new president of the United States. How would you describe the atmosphere right now, Jason, in the nation's capital?
It is tense. It is tense. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this is not the D.C. that anyone would recognize. It is under military occupation, not in certainly the same way that we normally use those terms. But when you go into Washington, D.C., and you go into sort of the core of D.C. around the White House and the National Mall, just generally that area, it's cordoned off into two sections. And they're literally called the Green Zone and the Red Zone, both fortified in a way. Obviously, the red zone indicates heightened security. You're not getting into that particular area unless you have ID and a real reason to be there. Those reasons include having, you know, going to work within the red zone because maybe you work at the Capitol building, maybe you're a member of Congress, obviously you're able to get in, or if you happen to live in one of the apartments in that particular zone. But outside of that, unless you've got a pass, you're not being let in. There is non-scalable fencing, lots of National Guard, and lots of patrols going on. The green zone, a little bit less restrictive, although you can't drive through the area. You can only walk or take your bike.
Okay, right now, in terms of the authorities, are they still focused on groups like the Proud Boys? A group of Oath Keepers, by the way, have just been arrested and charged with conspiracy and apparently planning the attack on the Capitol building. Is this all focused right now on the extreme right, or are they also worried about left-wingers, foreign terrorists, Islamic terrorists, anything else, or just all of the above?
Well, it's all of the above at this point, right? Obviously, after January 6th, there has been an increase in focus on some of the activist elements within the right wing, but obviously right-wing activism that's turned violent has not been sort of a mainstay for the last several months or really the last few years around the White House and certainly around here in sort of a more general sense. What we've seen in the past and what we saw at the inauguration of Donald Trump was violence coming from the left, coming specifically from Antifa and others. And so what folks will tell you here on the ground is that it doesn't matter where the threat is coming from. They're here to prevent any potential threat or any disruption to the inauguration tomorrow.
And today, I don't know if you're on top of this, Jason, but you're on top of everything. It's your job. Five of the cabinet appointments by President-elect Biden were facing Senate hearings. They're all, I think, expected to be confirmed. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security. Is that your impression?
Yeah, there's no indication that there has been anything discovered in any of their backgrounds that would disqualify them. I mean, you're also facing a reality of Republicans not having the control that they once had. Certainly, with Georgia going to the Republicans, they definitely can't really stall anything. All eyes end up turning to certain members of the Senate, like Joe Manchin, if there's someone who is put up in front of them that's particularly concerning to folks, frankly, on both sides. And you have a couple of those, arguably. I suppose it depends on your politics. So we'll see. Today, there was never going to be any fireworks expected. We understood that there were going to be some tough questions. And, you know, we owe it to the American people to ask those tough questions. But beyond that, today should end relatively well.
Okay, so for tomorrow, President Trump, apparently there will be a band, there will be a music presentation, there may even be a 21-gun salute, I understand, at Andrews Air Force Base before he gets off the Marine One helicopter and he gets onto the airplane to take him home to Florida, to Mar-a-Lago. Do we know, first of all, if the president is going to speak at all on this occasion?
So we don't know if he's going to speak. We only have a general sense of when this is supposed to happen, which is 8 a.m. Eastern time. So 8 a.m. here, he's supposed to start his departure, which probably means 9 a.m. They're always a little bit behind, although in this case, maybe the president wants to just sort of hightail it out of here. He does have a tendency to stop and speak to reporters when they're there, and there's going to be a pool there. So it's certainly possible that he speaks. Whether or not this is the last time he speaks as president, he's got a few more hours after that to be able to do that is unclear. But my sense is this is going to be relatively low-key by President Trump standards.
And what about, are you going to be watching the inauguration from there, America's front porch, as George Herbert Walker Bush described it?
It's going to be a little bit TBD tomorrow because I want to get a better sense of what's happening on the ground. Will I line up for the, you know, the parade, as it were? Probably not, but I will be wandering throughout D.C. on the ground to see if there's any, you know, any excitement. My sense is, though, tomorrow is going to go relatively smoothly. I'm a little bit concerned about the security setup as far as getting to the parade route, in that we were able to tour it over the weekend. And going in, this is not the red zone. This is outside of the red zone. There is security. They're checking your bags. You're going through metal detectors. So I'm not concerned that there's going to be any violence from from a weapons perspective. But it does seem that it might be pretty easy to disrupt some of the events if you come in a group and you're pretty low-key about it, just to get past security, so long as you don't have any weapons.
So what is the I thought they were doing a virtual parade where they were going to be doing what they did at the Democratic Convention, which is parades all over the country that they edit together to make it look like it's a really, truly national event. Is that the plan?
that's still part of the plan. A lot of this is going to be done virtually, and then obviously later into the evening there's going to be the star-studded event hosted by Tom Hanks. Justin Timberlake will perform. People like that are doing it, but there's still the setup for the motorcade to go from the Capitol to the White House, and it's set up the way that it's been in years past, which is you go through security, then you sort of line up on either side of the street. The question I have is whether or not, because we just don't have the details yet, as to whether or not the National Guard will be lining the fencing that they've set up, because the fencing that they have right now is basic crowd control. This is not the non-scalable fencing that's around the red zone. This is just what you would find like at a concert or the Washington State Fair. So it seems pretty easy to get past unless they've got National Guard members there, which just from an optics perspective, probably not what they're looking to do. So I am kind of curious what they end up, what it ends up looking like tomorrow.
Okay, last question, and it's just something I haven't heard anywhere. Who's running all this? I mean, in other words, is it the outgoing Trump officials? Is it the local officials in D.C.? Who's in charge of all the security?
So it seems like it's still obviously running under the Trump administration, right, under the Trump White House. But and as you know, a lot of these people who run these kinds of events, whether we're talking about from a security perspective or literally just like here's what happens day of, here's the schedule. You're working with the incoming administration. You're working with the point people on their end, including on security. But the people who are doing this for the White House, these are not appointees by the president. These are not loyalists to one specific president over another. These are people who, this is just their job, and they do it every single, in this case, four years.
Let's hope they do a solid job. Jason, a pleasure speaking with you. Hope to see you sometime soon, pandemic permitting. When we come back, okay, who's going to greet President Biden when he is president and he first shows up at the White House? We'll tell you.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Michael Medved show. As someone who has written a great deal about American presidents and the American presidency. In fact, my first published series of articles really was about American presidents and their personalities. And that was when I was still a teenager. But in any event, one of the rituals that is very beloved by many people on Inauguration Day, which is tomorrow, is that the new president comes over for coffee or for tea or sometimes for full breakfast into the White House with the outgoing president, where the outgoing president welcomes him. This is your new home. It's the same way. It's a nice gesture, so you're not coming into a big empty place. Now, this is the first time since 1869 where that's not happening. Something like that is not happening because President Trump has chosen not to participate in the inauguration. So the question is, when do the Bidens come to the White House? And I found out for you. The President and First Lady will be greeted by the White House chief usher, who was a Trump appointee. His name is Timothy Harleth. Harleth was hired by President Trump at the beginning of his term in 2017, and he formerly had worked at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. He will likely not stay on for the Biden administration, but he'll be there to welcome Joe and Jill Biden to their new digs. There's something else that is happening in there is that early in the morning, President Trump is leaving early in the morning, as you just heard. He's leaving at 5 a.m. Pacific time, supposedly, from Andrews Air Force Base. That is so as he will be out of town by the time that Joe Biden takes the oath of office and becomes president. But they're doing this whole deep cleaning of the White House, not to remove Trump cooties or anything like that, but it's because of coronavirus. I mean, look, the White House has been a place where they've had super spreader events. A lot of people on the White House staff have had the COVID-19. So they're doing, and apparently they're confident that by the time in the evening that the Bidens actually come to the White House themselves and all their stuff will already have been moved in, and they will meet this Mr. Harleth, the butler, and then go upstairs. There's a difference, big difference, in the way that they have arranged the upstairs, the sleeping quarters. We'll tell you about that coming up. Let me go to Jerry in Seattle. I understand, Jerry, you were there for the Save America rally on January 6th. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct.
How long were you in Washington for that trip?
I was there for 3 days.
And were there more big events that you participated in? I assume you heard the president speak when he spoke to people at the Ellipse.
Yes, and there was events the day before and all that kind of stuff with quite a few people. You're the only one, interestingly, I'm hearing numbers from, and 40,000 doesn't come close to how many people were there. But that's a kind of a side note. I'm just kind of wondering why you think people that went to this event are delusional.
No, I think that, again, why did you go to this event?
Well, I went to this event to show that we were supporting the people who were trying to do the right thing with the election. I mean, obviously, we're supporting Trump, but the bigger question is, why isn't anybody curious about what really happened, only, of course, in the key states? And I know people personally who were poll watchers in Pennsylvania. Some of them signed affidavits to the stuff that went on, yet you're not curious. You're supporting the mail-in ballot.
I'm very, very curious. Do you believe that Bill Barr and all of the Republican members of legislatures and the governors and the secretaries of state and the judges, including judges that Trump himself appointed, that they're all in on some kind of steal?
No, what I would say is that why aren't they curious? Why don't they want to know? Why haven't they taken the...
They're very curious. There were 60 cases that were brought by Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and the president's all-star legal team. And yes, there were 60 cases. They were all dismissed.
So do you think Todd Herman is delusional, obviously, then, as well?
I don't want to get into that because he's a colleague and a friend. But I don't think he's correct. I don't think there was election fraud on it. There's always election fraud, okay? There always are some irregularities and some things that don't go right. But this was not a particularly close election. It wasn't even close in those swing states. Here in the state of Washington, it was close between Dino Rossi and Christine Gregoire. That was 127 votes. That's close. In Florida in 2000, it was 537 votes. That was the whole election. Here, it wasn't that. Did you go up to the Capitol? Did you go into the Capitol?
I didn't go into the Capitol. I was up on the Capitol steps, up where the big flag was, hanging on the scaffold. What you probably don't know is that a lot of this stuff started before Trump even finished his speech. Tell me, when they show the loop of these people breaking windows out of the Capitol building, and how do you think they got there to that place, and how do you think they broke the windows out without any alarms going off, with 200 people in the building that are the most people that have the most control of our country, let's say, and they don't even have an alarm on the window? How do you think?
Well, I think there are tons of problems. There are tons of problems about why they weren't better prepared, why there wasn't more security.
If you're interested, I can give you the answer. There were no Capitol Hill police from the time you got to the grass on the steps side until you got up to the actual Capitol building itself. They wanted this news coverage. They wanted Trump supporters to look like they were outrageous, crazy people. And there were
people
there.
Well, they did.
Yeah, they did. And
so why didn't you go into the building? Why?
We initially were planning on it. You know, they let every whack job group in the country into the gallery to talk to the people when they're in session. But when we realized that there were problems and that spread throughout the crowd and they started shooting people with rubber bullets and, you know, spraying them with pepper spray and tear gas and stuff. And it was like, no, that's not the part of the thing that we came here for. We don't represent that. And there were very few people out of the thousands and thousands, maybe 100,000 people that were there. 99.9% of those people were not there for that purpose.
Well, what was the purpose? Did you expect that the election was going to be turned over, that you were going to overturn the result of an election that Joe Biden won by more than 7 million votes?
What we expected is to have the people that were inside that building understand that there were real Americans, small business owners, people who love this country, who just wanted the truth. They wanted to make sure, hey, if Trump lost, Trump lost.
Again, they were in the middle of it. You understand that you already knew that there were senators and members of the House who were going to make objections to at least the votes in Georgia and Pennsylvania. And they had hours to debate that. So your assumption is that they didn't want the truth, these senators who were objecting?
No. The senators that were objecting to certifying the votes, where the hope was is that it would at least be sent back to the states where they could take a look.
But there's no constitutional basis for that. There's no constitutional basis to send it back to the states. The only thing that could happen, honest to God, Jerry, this is the law. It is the Constitution. It is the Electoral Counting Act. If they had disqualified, if the both Senate and the House, and they both have to vote, disqualified the votes from Georgia, the electoral votes, and if they disqualify the votes from Pennsylvania, then they would need one more state to overturn. If they overturn three states, then no one has a majority of the electoral votes, and then it is decided by the House of Representatives. Okay, that's the only thing possible. There's no mechanism to send it back to the states in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.